paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monsouris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Tomorrow's the busiest travel day of the year. There's no reason whatsoever to drink and drive with all the options that you have. On the phone with us from the Illinois Department of Transportation, it is Shannon Alderman. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, thank you.
It's going to be crazy tomorrow on the roads, isn't it? Busiest travel day of the year.
It's probably crazy right now, actually. Yeah, you're right. This is an awesome holiday in our country, isn't it? It means people traveling those short distances often, too, just going over to grandma's house or whatever. And traffic's not rocket science. The more cars that are out there, the more likely they're going to run into each other.
Right. It seems like I just wish people would just go with the flow of the traffic instead of stopping and going. And please put your phone down, especially tomorrow.
You gotta put the phone down.
Oh, my gosh. I was on the Kennedy today, and it was stop and go traffic, and I could tell that the person in front of me was texting. You can just tell, can't you, Shannon?
You can't tell. And isn't it amazing, too? I mean, we all see this. We know what's going on, and our laws have been in place now for a little while, and we're starting to see law enforcement, enforce that law more and more. It really happens each year. One of the most frustrating things in the world, but the far end of that is one of the most dangerous things in the world, too. And you're absolutely right. No reason for it. Just put the phone down. I mean, it's become just kind of an extension of our hand, but that's just got to stop when we're behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Now, Shannon, I know my friend Pete here drives on a daily basis with a little bit of road rage because he doesn't like the way people drive around him. Driving today, tomorrow.
Just because I have my hand on the horn when I drive around the city. You got to keep people honest.
But so here's the thing. We know we're going into a busy driving season. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend so that people don't drive around with rage like Pete?
You know, first and foremost, it's hard, but you got to give yourself more time.
Yes.
And, you got to chill out. We're sharing the road. These are public places. We all pay for them. We all, pay for that privilege to be out there and share them. And really, if you ever pay that much attention, say you have a 45-minute commute, maybe it takes 5 minutes longer.
Yeah.
If you're a little more patient, but really, the dodging in and out and so forth really does not make it more time, especially when you weigh it against the dangerous situation you're creating for yourself and others out there.
How much time do you let pass after the light turns green before you honk at the car in front of you? How long do you guys wait? Is 5 seconds too long?
Yeah, I'm going to let you all come up with that.
Patience,
yeah,
Pete.
Exactly. Somebody's not listening here.
I am.
I think the other thing we need to remember is, like you said, Shannon, leave early, which I never do, but I'm listening to you right now, and understand that there could be minor crashes off to the side of the road that are going to slow things down,
yes.
And then you're going to be late for wherever you're going, but don't get... I got stuck on 57 a couple holidays ago, and I remember it was like 2 hours late, but I didn't leave early enough, and I wasn't counting that there'd be a lot of traffic and any kind of crashes going on. So I like the notion of leaving early, and also know that you don't want to be the source of that crash.
Right.
That's the thing. Chicago's the big leagues. When it comes to traffic, there's no doubt, and it only takes a little stumble. It takes a little, really just a fender bender, or frankly, just somebody having car trouble. Over on the shoulder, that's going to tie things up. So, yeah, that's really the best solution. Number one, give yourself plenty of time. Number two, you got to be patient. You got to realize that you could be in that situation at some point too.
And Shannon, can you please, even though we talk about it every single year and talk about it all the time, don't drink and drive. Just can you stress that for people listening right now?
Absolutely. Laws are passed for one simple reason. Traffic laws are passed for one reason. That's to keep us safe. So you absolutely got to obey those laws, whether people think that they can drive after having a little bit to drink. And it's more so than drinking. It's marijuana. It's the opioids, the things that are out there that could be prescribed by your doctor that are making it impossible for you to be able to drive and drive and drive safely. You have to be cognizant of that. And as you mentioned at the top there, there's so many options now. So many ride sharing services, public transportation.
Right.
You know, this is a family holiday, right? Just stay at your family's house if they'll have you.
Right.
There's just too many options not to do that. And at the end of the day, you don't want to get caught. You don't want to pay those fines. You don't want to lose your license. You don't want to lose, you know, your freedom in many cases. And you certainly don't want to cause the injury to yourself and others out there. No excuse for it. Absolutely none.
You're right. Shannon Alderman, what's the website of IDOT people can go to if they have questions?
I just Google it. Just Department of Transportation. Honestly, that's the easiest way. That is the easiest way to find it because,
right.
You know, being government, we have some lengthy
They're
websites.
So long.
A lot of dots.
But you're
going
to, you know, you jump on there, you're going to be able to find road conditions. You're going to be able to, you know, find a lot of information. So, that's the easiest way to do it. We all know how to do that now, right?
And that's literally the best advice I've gotten all year. Just Google it.
And by the way, Shannon, you sound like you need to do voiceover work. You have the greatest radio voice. I have a squeaky voice, and this guy's like, yeah. Shannon Alderman from IDOT. How
just
you doing?
Just Google it.
Google it. Well, when you have a girl's name, you got to do that.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Shannon Alderman from IDOT. That's good stuff, man.
That was
great.